He followed Cassiopeia outside toward the construction site. "When finished," Cassiopeia said, "a 13th century castle will stand exactly as it did 700 years ago."
"Quite an endeavor."
"I thrive on grand endeavors."
"Your nickname, Ingenieur. Is that what they call you? Engineer?"
"The staff gave me that name. I've designed this entire project."
"You know, on the one hand, you're an arrogant bitch. On the other, you can be rather interesting."
I realized my comment at lunch about what happened with Hendrik's son was inappropriate. "Why didn't you strike back?"
"For what? You didn't know what the hell you were talking about."
"I'll try not to make any more judgments." He chuckled.
"I doubt that. And I long ago developed a lizard skin in order to survive in this business." "How long have you known Hendrik?" Malone asked.
"Since childhood. He knew my parents. Many years ago, he told me of Lars Nell. What Lars was working on fascinated me, so I became Lars's guardian angel, though he thought of me as the devil. Unfortunately, I couldn't help him on the last day of his life."
"Were you there?"
She shook her head.
"Did he kill himself?"
"Lars was a sad man, that was plain. He was also frustrated. The puzzle he tried to solve remained a mystery, so yes, it's possible."
"What were you protecting him from?"
"Many tried to encroach on his research, but eventually, Raymond de Roquefort's men appeared. Luckily, I was always able to conceal my presence from them."
"De Roquefort is now master."
She crinkled her brow. "He now commands all the Templar resources." She apparently knew nothing about Mark Nell and where he'd been living the past 5 years, so he told her, then said,
"Mark lost to de Roquefort in the selection of a new master."
"So, this is personal between them."
"That's certainly part of it," he said.
"I intentionally left Lars's notebook for de Roquefort to find in Avignon." That revelation shocked him.
"Why?"
"Hendrik said that you're a man of honor. I trust precious few people in this world, but Hendrik is one. So I'm going to take him at his word and tell you some things no one else knows."